Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is JB. At Microsoft, I run the Visual Studio Tools for Unity experience. Does this have a problem with my French accent?
No?
Oh. All right. My apologies in advance if it doesn't translate everything that I mean to say. Anyways, at Microsoft, I run the Tools for Unity experience, where I've been working for many years now on bridging Unity and Visual Studio. I've seen Unity grow from a 10-person startup to a company where there are almost 2,000 people strong now. And it's been incredible to see Unity grow and even expand where they're going, where right now Unity is even used to do very high-end 3D graphics and even movie production. And we've been working on making Visual Studio the best IDE for Unity developers. And this year is particularly important. Let's see why. I think it was last week, Unity ships Unity 18.1. And I have the best screenshot for Unity developers. Finally, after years and years, Unity finally updated the scripting stack. For years, Unity shipped the equivalent of .NET 3.5 that you could program with the equivalent of C# 4. And with Unity 18.1, you can finally target the modern .NET ecosystem, targeting the equivalent of .NET 4.7.1. It's still running mono.
Yep. Excuse me, let me fix your microphone.
All right, sorry about that. One, two, one, two. Is it better? All right. So yeah, I was saying, with Unity 18.1, you can finally use the modern .NET ecosystem. You have the full .NET 4.7 APIs that you can target, the entire desktop API. And if you want to share code between modern .NET implementations like .NET Core or Xamarin, you can use the .NET standard subset of APIs to share code and libraries between Unity and other .NET implementation. With this update, Unity 18.1 also added their C# 6 compiler. So you get all the nice things that came in C# 5 and C# 6. A personal favorite of mine is string interpolation. And C# 7 will come later this year. A quick word about IL2CPP. For those of you that don't know, IL2CPP is the .NET runtime that Unity uses when you export a game for a target platform, let's say iOS. And what it does is actually quite nice. It will take the code of your game as .NET code, and it will compile it to C++ for the target platform. And you get a statically compiled game running on iOS, written in .NET, linked with the Unity engine. IL2CPP is now supported by all major Unity platforms, and it just added support for Windows and macOS standalone. The really nice thing about it is, and game developers love it, well, because in the end, it's native code, and it makes it way harder for people to, well, look into how the game is made, decompile it, and also, it provides a major performance improvement, at least compared to the old mono version that Unity was running on. In 18.1, Unity added support for the mono soft debugger protocol. And what is that is a TCP connection that your IDE can connect to. So when you create your game with IL2CPP, say for iOS, you will be able to debug your game, the C# code of your game, from your IDE, just like you're used to. Let's talk a little bit about the new preview features that are coming in Unity 18.1. I'm not going to go over each and every one of them, but the common theme here is that Unity is coming from a model where it is one 3D engine as a black box, to a model where you get a lot more control to how Unity renders things. And they have plenty of resources that you can look online where you can basically plug into Unity's engine using C# and control it. And they're making it very easy to write code which executes concurrently on multiple core and which is very performant. And they even went to the extent of writing their own C# compiler for a very small subset of C# that has the ability to, and it's actually very neat, and you get to configure the amount of precision that you want from your 3D computation to improve your performance or not, depending on if you want the precision or not. Unity also just shipped the first beta of 18.2, and one of the things that it adds, and that we've been waiting on our side for a long time, is support for TLS and SSL in System.NET HTTP. System.NET.HTTP is the common library used to communicate over HTTP in all modern .NET class libraries, and it's finally coming into Unity, meaning that in the end, you'll be able to take any .NET standard 2.0 compliant libraries, even when talking over HTTP, and running it inside Unity. Obviously, something that we're very excited about is the possibility down the line of running the Azure SDKs and giving you the full power of Azure to write your Unity game. And I think Brian and I, in a few weeks, will expand a lot more on this subject. Let's talk about Visual Studio. For a while now, Visual Studio on Windows has been the default experience to write your Unity games. And today, we just shipped Visual Studio 2017 version 15.7. It has full support for Unity 18.1, including support for the new project generation. Previously, Visual Studio and the tools for Unity would create their own project and solution to represent what Unity was doing. We're now plugging directly inside Unity's own project generation, making it way easier for us to support all the new things that Unity are adding, such as assembly definitions, a way inside Unity to have different compilation units